Good morning, and thank you for being here to allow me to share our newest fiber quality nursery with you. When we typically talk about processing a nursery from a traditional standpoint, we're looking at fiber quality and productivity. These are things that we directly measure and things that we weigh. So for the most part, we measure. Occasionally, we throw in some extra properties and relationships to look at. But for this approach, we thought we'd be a little less traditional, looked at some befores and afters, added some factors in. We were looking at initial fiber quality versus stresses. We asked what happens if we try and process a nursery. We also thought, you know, if we want fiber quality, maybe we have to break it to make it. When we talk about utilization, what do we mean and why do we care about it? If you utilize something, you make a practical and effective use of it. We want to do that with our fibers. We want to improve that. We want them to withstand the mechanical handling. That's a necessary evil. We have to gin it. We have to harvest it. But this causes us problems such as fiber breakage, which affects quality. Specifically, this breakage decreases length uniformity, which is a property that we would like to improve. Factors involved here are the genotype itself, the environment, and, of course, our production and processing practices. From the breeding standpoint, we want to focus on the genotype, picking the right one. We want good initial fiber quality, preferably for all traits, but if we're going to look at reducing fiber breakage, we know we need to focus on things like maturity and work to break properties. When we talk about G by E here, we want to minimize it. We're looking for those genotypes that have a great initial fiber package but can maintain it across different environments. We've done some previous research. Some of it I'm referring to as indirect, where we were just looking at fiber breakage, where we looked at length distributions. We may have selected for uniformity and or maturity. We also had a project that specifically looked at work to break, emphasis on elongation. These were all property focused. More directly, we started in 2012 with what we called phase one of the utilization project. We took some experimental lines that were selected for their elongation properties. They went through irrigation treatments, ginning treatments, and spinning treatments. We called this testing our breeding. We selected these lines in hopes of doing this. Did it work? What did we learn from this previous research? We learned the property-focused approach. It works. You can select for these specific traits, and you can improve yarn quality and spinning performance. When we went on to the more direct phase, not that it was surprising, but environment mattered. The processing mattered, and what was really exciting and interesting to us is that, yes, genotype mattered. The genotypes did react differently to these spinning treatments. Going forward, we ask, what's our next step based on what we know? Can we take this to a nursery level? Can we select for early generation performance from a fiber quality processing standpoint? If so, would we gain anything? Is it worth it? And how are we going to do this? It is fair to say at this point in this research, we are still kind of in the question phase of can we do this, is it going to work, and how much of it's feasible. Overall, though, we want to come up with a quality product for the textile industry that can withstand the processing, create a quality product, and not compromise our crop's yield. More specifically, we're looking to develop a breeding tool that will aid in the selection of genotypes that can resist fiber breakage for these different processes. We also want to determine, are there differences among these genotypes in their ability to maintain this combination of properties across different environments? Today I'm discussing year one of the study, which was 2016, in which our goals were to evaluate F3 progeny rows under different irrigation levels. We wanted to evaluate and compare the level of fiber breakage we saw after they were subjected to mechanical processing. The material initially was selected in 2015. We chose six F2 populations from the Lubbock program. From each of these, we selected approximately 40 IPSs per population. They were ginned on our tabletop gins, sent for fiber testing just to see what sort of quality we had. We then took these and planted them in 2016 in our first official nursery with 246 F2-derived F3 progeny rows, included five checks. These were planted as two mirrored nurseries, meaning one was irrigated, one was dryland, but they both contained the exact same material. We harvested a 50-bowl sample in the fall randomly. This was done as opposed to plants because we needed that much lint for our testing. These were ginned on the lab gin, Tensol Laboratory gin at AgriLife Research. For fiber quality testing, we used HVI and APHIS to establish the initial quality of these genotypes. They were then subjected to processing using a Shirley analyzer. Then they went back through HVI and APHIS to look at the post-processing quality. I want to talk a minute about the Shirley analyzer. It's initially a mechanical cleaner, a trash analyzer. For us, it was an old machine, and we tried to give it a new use. For us, Shirley was an extreme clean. She was our lint cleaner for our nursery. So we basically said, "Dear Shirley, please have no mercy on our fibers. Break them for us." Today I have data from the first year. It's F3 bowl sample data. And these first couple of slides I'm not going to spend a lot of time on, but they're just to show you the initial overall quality in the nurseries. What was good to see was we had a range of quality in both the irrigated and dry land nurseries. As not surprised to us, but the dry land was slightly lower quality than the irrigated. In terms of initial quality versus post-processing, there weren't huge differences here. Nothing really stood out, but I will point out this is HVI data only and not the APHIS. In terms of our checks, overall they were slightly lower quality than the average of the progenies, but in terms of irrigated versus dry land and initial versus post, some of the trends were similar. The first or next question we asked when we got this data set was, do I have differences among these genotypes for breakage? So I looked at short fiber content, the initial short fiber content versus after post-processing. To make my graph pretty, these are absolute values, but you can see we have a range. Some of the genotypes showed no change in short fiber content. Some of them had an 11% change, so they did have breakage. The good news was we did have some good options. There are some with very minimal change, and many that fell below the check varieties. We saw this same pattern when we looked at length uniformity, the change. There are some that it did not change much when we processed it. We want those. So our challenge is, it looks like we have some good options, but how do we go about selecting them based on what we know and what we've seen in these data? It was a lot of data. It was a little overwhelming at first, but we said, you know what, in 2017, here we go. Let's attempt to process this nursery and make some selections. We're calling this preliminary because we only had 1 year of data, but we went out in the fall and said we want 24 whole rows based on this fiber data. We selected 21 on what I'm going to call numbers. Three were done based more on their distributions, where these are candidates for a yield/spinning test in 2018. We tried to select some of the good. We wanted some of the bad to be representative, and I'll be honest, some of them might have even been a little ugly for the sake of fiber quality research, but we wanted to be diverse and representative of what was in the nursery. I will make a comment here that the Shirley we found out was extremely slow, so we had to make a couple of changes as to our initial selection plans, how and when we do it. I'm not even going to try to explain everything on here, but I want this here to say that of these 24 rows, they came about because we took the deltas for these fiber properties here that we felt like would tell us about fiber breakage, and we ranked them good or bad relative to the checks. That's how we got this 24. But for discussion purposes today, I'm going to show some of the length distributions for initial quality and post-processing. I'll use our check to kind of set up these slides. On the left, you have the irrigated data. On the right is the dry land. The green distributions are initial fiber quality. The blue is post-processing. The gray box to the left is short fiber content, fibers being less than a half inch. The initial HVI properties are in the top right-hand corner, with deltas also being presented below. The first plot I would talk about for an example was a progeny row 1006. It was labeled good under the irrigated nursery and good under the dry land. It also happened to be fairly long and fairly strong in this nursery. Its honorable mention was under the irrigated. It had a fairly high delta for uniformity in this group. You can tell, oddly, under the irrigated, we see more shift between the distributions than we saw in the dry limb. This is plot 1810. This is our bad, and it's probably not ugly, but we considered it bad, under the irrigated and the dry land. It is short, and it breaks, which we also know is weak. Plot 712 was selected, and we considered it good for irrigated and bad for dry land. We also wanted to represent those differences. You can see there is a shift under irrigated and dry land here for the distributions. It is a longer fiber genotype than some, but it showed breakage, and we know that is weak. Plot 1011, we considered it to be good for irrigated and dry land. It is longer and shows minimal change with distributions, or what we would translate as minimal breakage. It also had low deltas for uniformity and low changes for short fiber content, so all the numbers kind of lined up here. You can also see there's minimal shift between the distributions. Plot 213 was interesting for a couple of reasons. When I first made the distributions for the irrigated, I got kind of excited because those distributions, not much changed between the processing compared to the other genotypes. It was short in this nursery, but it did show minimal change or breakage, which I found to be interesting given the strength was only 31 grams per tex or 29 grams per tex in the dry land, which isn't phenomenal. But I felt like that being said, we probably deserve to give a little credit to the elongation values there that complement those strengths. Definitely don't have any conclusions at this point, but from a discussion standpoint summary, what do we think we know so far? Genotype, we do have variation out there. There is diversity, and it does exist on how they perform under this processing. It appears there are good ones in there. We just have to figure out how do we pick them, and even once we pick these, are we really getting what we want? In terms of processing and data interpretation, it appears surely works for our purposes. I will admit, when I first got the HVI data, I looked at it, and I was kind of disappointed because it looked like Shirley wasn't doing her job. But then I looked at the APHIS data and established, yes, Shirley was doing her job in breaking fibers for us. We've seen some similar patterns in previous research that not all of the numbers and all of the data, depending on how you look at it, doesn't necessarily show us the weaknesses we might need to know about. The good news is it looks like we've got several combinations available to us to choose from, and by that I mean we have several different combinations of fiber properties, and we also have several combinations about how these genotypes are reacting to the processing and or the growing environments. We hope that once we get a little bit further to yield and spinning, this will help us confirm which ones really are the good ones. Overall, to summarize, we were talking about how complicated this is and how many numbers, and I know we're looking for the right combination. We want cottons that are profitable. We want them to resist breakage. We want them to tolerate varying environments. We want them to give us good quality products, even if it's just for a suitable given market. That gets pretty complicated, but I know as breeders, we would love to have the perfect recipe and someone say, you need this much length and this much strength and maybe a dash of elongation, and I've looked at all this, and I really think at this point the cotton's still just laughing at us. We're not quite there yet, and there's a lot to learn, and a lot of it appears to be on a shifting scale. But we're hoping that through this research, we can learn a little bit to help us answer that question of how much of each trait's really necessary. With that, I'd like to thank you all for your time, and I will mention and thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this specific project, as well as Cotton Foundation. Plains Cotton Improvement Program have helped with some of the previous work in complementary nurseries.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Yes. Dr. Borland's asked if I have any idea which of these combinations are showing which differences. We haven't had time to look at them a whole lot, but just in looking at it, it was interesting. I don't know that I can give you just a number because it was interesting to us that we did those differences you saw. We laid them green and red, and I just took those properties first and, say, pulled out my top 30. Then when I met with Brendan, we said, okay, let's look at distributions. Does this line up? It was really interesting to me to see. I started with just those numbers, and for the most part, the distribution story matched as long as we included the HVI properties and our short fiber content numbers, because we did run into some, and I'm not really answering, but I'll tell you, I figured out it wasn't as clear-cut because we also chose a few that when I first did that initial HVI data, we were really excited about. But once we got distributions in short fiber content, they didn't hold up as well as we thought they did. So it's kind of hard to say. In some of this, we've seen different combinations. Because like that one, the strength wasn't all that exciting. But yet those distributions didn't seem to be phased processing. So I don't have a clear answer yet, but I think there may be several different combinations that work. I personally find it It's hard to make the distributions and look at them, but it's kind of nice because you look at that one picture instead of trying to sort and line up those green and red boxes and all those numbers at one time. That gets ugly quick. So it kind of depends on easy. But to juggle that many distributions is complicated for another reason. I think it's a very confounding factor, which is one reason, like we have the irrigation component in there, but it's specifically for us in Lubbock and West Texas, that's almost there to give us a maturity difference as much as it is from the water standpoint. So I think we see that, and I think some of what we're seeing between irrigated and dry land. And for example, one of those that actually shifted more under the irrigated nursery, I'm pretty confident to say, and I didn't do maturity ratios yet, but I'm pretty confident some of those, that's maturity. So yes.